Well, there were worrying signals coming from Sammy Wilson, the Minister for Finance, about diverting money elsewhere, which would have been given up without a fight. However, after a meeting of the executive yesterday and a very strong intervention from Martin McGuinness, there is now a joint position where the Northern Executive have reconfirmed their commitment to the A5 project. They will be meeting now today, Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, with Enda Kenny to have a very clear conversation about the Irish government's responsibilities to this project under the St Andrews Agreement and how it can be kept on track.
Now, the position Sammy Wilson is coming from, he's saying that the money is going to be spent elsewhere, but is it not the case that if the money isn't spent, then it'll be lost?
Well, you see, the British government are also signatories to the St Andrews Agreement, and their responsibility to that and to the peace process on this issue has to be called in. So any suggestion that money, if it's not spent, would be given back to the British Exchequer has to be nonsense. Also, the British government has lent billions to the Irish government as part of the bailout project. So again, you know, we need to have a discussion about how that money would be spent in Ireland and how can you have a situation where Britain is lending billions to the Irish government and the Irish government is reneging on its commitment to the people of the North. So clearly, this circle has to be squared today. A lot of frank conversations will take place today with Enda Kenny. I have no doubt that Martin McGuinness, from speaking to him, will lay down the reality here that if Enda Kenny abandons this project, the Irish government has absolutely no credibility in lecturing anybody in the North on their commitments to the peace process or to St Andrews Agreement. That's how serious this is, and it's a moment of truth for Enda Kenny, whether he wants to be a Taoiseach who can carry on the good work of the peace process or one with no credibility.